Andy Langberg is a reactivation healer. I love this. He's the developer of Reactivation, which is his company. And he has worked with the New York Giants, the New York Devils, the New York Nets, all kinds of celebrities. And he's going to tell us all about it because this is a really interesting, revolutionary, holistic approach that can get your body back in sync with nature and in the best possible position to heal itself. Andy.
Well said.
What a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much.
So how do you, what is it? Tell me, because I want this. I need it.
You know what? Most people need it.
Yeah.
It's really hard to explain, though. That's the hard part.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably why I don't get out very much.
Is it quantum physics? Is
well,
it magic?
It certainly can be explained quantum physics, and it could be explained in magic. Yeah. I mean, I've been called a voodoo healer. I've been called a freak. I've been called a magician. Sure, sometimes when I'm in a room and people bring their families and they're all sitting watching me work, that I sometimes feel like I'm a magician on a stage.
Right.
There aren't many things in this world that can get rid of people's pains or problems or dysfunctions in 1 hour, and I think I have done it many times.
Right. So it's called reactivation. What does that mean, reactivation?
That's a name I made up in the shower.
Okay.
It's just something I call that. I can find energetic weaknesses in people's bodies, and when I find them, I can correct them with my waves, my energy.
All right. And
so I can use my hands. I could use my thought. I use touch for most times just because it helps the client sort of feel more confident and they it's more of like a session.
Right.
I'm actually touching as opposed to waving my arms over somebody.
All right. So take me through like a normal scenario. I come in, I'm like, I have my hip replaced, my back hurts, my neck hurts, everything hurts, mm-hmm. right? I can't sleep, my lower back is like compressed. Oh my God. What do you do?
Well, the first thing I do is I explain that I'm not here to fix your back or your hip or your neck. I always tell people I'm not trying to fix your pains. That's not what I do. Sort of by law, I can't do that anyway.
Right.
There's lots of people out there who have licenses to do that, and I don't have a license.
Right.
So my job is to get your body working as best it can so that you heal yourself. And I know that if I can change your wave patterns, people heal.
Right.
And they can heal from anything.
Right.
Again, I don't really care what your problems are. That's the cool part.
Right. It doesn't matter.
You can come in with anything. Doesn't matter at all.
Right.
I don't turn down. I've seen the craziest things. People
like
come in
what?
For. Like someone who goes to the bathroom twice a month. Bowel movements twice a month. That to me is pretty crazy.
Yeah. And painful.
Well, people who don't sleep.
They get blocked.
I mean, there's people who sleep 1 hour a night.
Right.
There are
right.
people who have headaches. I mean, I had a 10-year-old girl in this past week who has headaches. She's missed school, you know, 60 days this year. On the little form I make people fill out, she wrote on a scale of 1 to 10 that she's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10 years old.
Right.
She shouldn't have raised 10.
Did you take her away from her parents?
Her mom did sit in the corner with her jaw open.
Right.
And she left feeling really good, so we'll see what happens.
So what do you, like... What do? You just, like, look at me and talk to me? What do you do?
Well, again, that's the beauty of this work is I've been able to bridge the gap between this sort of new age energy healing world that people
right.
think is like voodoo. Like, you're not going to come in and I'm not going to throw magic dust on you and sacrifice a chicken and we're all going to do chants
right.
in the corner.
Right. But it's energy healing.
It is energy healing, absolutely,
right.
which can be explained in quantum physics.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I mean, we are vibrating particles. We are waves. And if I can change your wave pattern and send my energy into yours and tell it where to go and what to do, I can jumpstart things that are dysfunctional.
Yeah. I mean, if we understand the ways in which neurobiology is now proving, the ways in which we interact with each other affect our health in, like, such profound ways, right? So if you're with somebody who's very angry or disturbed or anxious, it's going to make you...
Well, it can.
You can absorb their energy. This is they're actually proving
well,
this now.
I can actually prove... I would love to, again, this is sometimes hard on the radio,
yeah.
but I can actually prove that I can stop that and we can disprove that theory in a way. That we can make it so that you understand that you have your own personal firewall and you don't have to let anyone ever affect your own energy just by actually saying you're not going to affect my energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can show people that very easily. It's really kind of cool to see and it kind of freaks people out when I show them. I do use muscle testing because it is a way of showing people it's like a check and balance system.
Right.
And when I say muscle testing, it's not really muscle testing.
So what do you do?
I ask questions.
Okay.
I tune into your body and
okay.
bodies talk to me. Right. As soon as I put you on a table.
You might not want to tune into mine. My aging body. But anyway.
When I put a body on a table, I literally can just start touching and feeling, and I can find where weaknesses are. And when I find them, I just start correcting. Again, it doesn't matter to me what's going on. Yeah, there's two ways I look at a body. One is what I call systemic, which is like the overall systems of your body, like the overall vibrations of your body. And the other is local, that if you come to me and say, you know what, my knee is killing me, well, there's some local things that I can look at.
Right.
And if I can find those weaknesses and change the wave pattern, it's sort of like when you leave a – I've tried to come up with a lot of analogies because it is really hard to explain. So when people come to me and there's something dysfunctional, again, it's sort of like leaving the lights on in your car. If you go out in the morning, you try to turn the key, the light's been on all night, the car doesn't start. So what do you have to do? You have to get cables from a battery that works, and all you do is connect the cables from the good to the bad, and what happens? The car starts. 10
right.
seconds. Now, how did that happen? It's kind of magical, right?
Right.
You think, wow, I didn't see the energy go from one to the other.
But it just happens.
But the car started.
Yeah.
So in sort of the weird way, my hands are my cables, and I'm AAA.
Well, you know, we're just starting to understand in terms of the scientific community studying these things that these things actually turn out to be provable.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and how did you get trained? How did you learn how to do this?
I'm self-taught. So I read a lot.
Okay. So, like, how did you decide to do it?
My background was in biomechanics and exercise science. I mean, I went to college and got a degree in mechanics, and I ended up being a personal trainer back in 1992 when there wasn't a lot of trainers out there.
Right.
And it was a great field. I love it. I wore shorts and a T-shirt every day to work. It was wonderful. But I had pain. Everything hurt me. I was, like, in the greatest shape of my life. So, I mean, a great body fat. I could run a marathon. I could bike 100 miles. I could lift anything. And everything hurt.
Wow.
And all of my trainers that worked for me hurt. All the clients hurt. And I was trying to find ways to figure that out. So I was taking courses all around the country, and I learned from a lot of different people. And then I realized that everything they were teaching me was wrong. I could do all their techniques, all these techniques that are out there. I was doing them backwards and getting great results. And I said, now, how is that possible? So I think one of my gifts is just to be able to put puzzles together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to create something, and I came up with a theory. And that was probably 14 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since. And
now, do you train people?
I do. I have a school. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very selective on who I bring in. I think I have a gift. I don't know.
You either have it or you don't.
Well, yeah, but I think it can be trained, and I think a lot of people have it. They just don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what do they do? What kind of, like, what's the training?
So the training is, I have a school, so people we meet.
They take classes?
For 7 months, and we've put a bunch of good, really good people through this, and they're out there doing it, and it's really great to see it duplicated.
And do you train them yourself? Or?
I do it all myself, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a one-man show.
Wow.
I'm the secretary, the treasurer, the research development.
God.
Total body tune-up. That's what I do.
When did you first realize that you could transfer energy? When was your first success with somebody else?
That was, again, it was probably doing some other people's work, like learning different techniques out there, and once I realized it, I said, wow, you know what, I did it wrong, but I still got great results. I flipped someone over, and I was working on their on the wrong side, and I was like, well, oh my God, but their pain on the left knee now is all of a sudden better. Now, how did that happen? I did it completely wrong. What's going on? I said, well, oh my gosh, I think I'm onto something.
So,
this is about waves. This is about fit. This is about literally changing wave patterns.
So there's a guy, doctor in New York, who's an internist called Dr. Ron Rudin, who practices, in addition to his internal medicine practice, something called tapping.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about tapping?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And he's had enormous success
Great.
With people who have incredible lifelong pain, and he does a few sessions, and the pain goes away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's in a way, it's similar to curing, you know, energy fields. There's a little bit of that.
Well, there's a lot of intention involved in tapping.
Yeah,
When you're tapped, there's a lot of intention, and intention is a vibration. So, again, intention is a thought.
So
that's what I was saying, again, with the thought. Like, you could just change the thought and say, you know what, you're not going to affect me, and you're not going to. It's like the people who walk into a room, and everyone's coughing and sneezing, and they say, oh, gosh, I know I'm going to get sick. Everyone's always, I know it. Every time
and
I go to things,
sick.
You get sick. Of
right.
course you do.
But if you say.
But if you literally go in there and think, I'm not going to get sick, it's like, it's the mind-body connection. It
right.
really is.
Right. So, Mom, if you say it, you know, because you always think the sky is falling, you do. Right?
No, I don't think the sky's falling.
Oh, no, doom and gloom. Oh, my God. We sent
the world
off.
Is falling.
She sent off her great-grandson and great-granddaughter to camp today,
And she's like, well, what if this happens, and what if that happens, and what if they have to pee on the bus, and what if
they
and horrible. Like, she has, like, 72 scenarios of disaster, okay, of all the things that are going to happen when they get on the bus until they get to camp, right? So what do you do with somebody whose every thought is consumed with, you know, oh, my God, like, doom and gloom scenario? Every thought. Can you change that energy? Please, please change my mother's energy. Oh, my God, please.
I'm just a worrier. That's what I am, a worrier.
But again, worry is just not being in the present
moment.
Tell me
not
that is. And right. You can't, everyone could say don't worry, but it's really, it's a hard thing to do. Again, the cool thing about my work is that I don't really care if you're a believer, and I don't really care. It's not faith healing. I don't really care whether you're a worrier. Again, all I care is that you give me permission to let me try to change your wave patterns, and I can change them in many different areas.
And I will do that. I'd love to do that.
Including emotional. I mean, that's one of the biggest things I created probably about 5 years ago was looking, again, I look at stress, and stress causes dysfunction. But stress is a very broad term. Stress can actually make you stronger in how you deal with it. But stress, for most people, can cause dysfunction. And we live in a very stressful world. Lots of people, they don't sleep right. They don't eat right. They breathe bad air. They play. Their whole goals in life are just to get back to the gym so they can have more stress in their body. And let's go run on the pavements of New York. And, you know, there's Wi-Fi everywhere. And you know what? It's all can be seen as stress. I mean, to me, it's great for my business. I'm not going to tell people don't do it. It's great. But, again, just the emotional aspect of stress is certainly a big one. So I decided to go there. And I'm always sort of careful on where I want to go in my office and how I want to correct problems. But when it comes to emotional work, I said, you know what? I have to do something. So there's a tool that I created, a big chart of 150 emotions. And I can tune into the exact emotion of what's the deepest sort of weakness in your body. And when I find it, I just try to correct it.
Wow. Have you ever done that, James?
James
has done a lot of healing and health-related things.
But I want to speak because I was just with my dad this week, and my dad had a procedure on his spine. He has arthritis in his spine. And exactly what you're saying is what I was preaching to him, is that my father's sober 35 years, and he had to go on pain medication. And I'm like, Dad, enjoy it. Like, sleep, rest, your body needs rest. And he couldn't. It was up and down, up and down. And he put himself into a state of exhaustion. And which got him sicker. And so I believe that, you know, I have something, but it doesn't have me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think a lot of people have something, and it has them. So I think the mind part does play the first step.
Well, there's a doctor at NYU, I don't remember his name, my sister told me about him, but he believes that a lot of back pain is psychosomatic.
Oh, yeah, I published that.
Yeah, it's Dr. Sarno.
Yeah.
Okay, and so my sister had back pain on and off her whole life. She went to some lectures.
And it's gone.
It's a great example.
Howard Stern had OCD.
That's
a great example. Dr. Sarno is a great example because Dr. Sarno takes everyone and puts them in a classroom and teaches you. He literally just explains to you how the mind and your stress in the body is creating the pain.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to say it's all like that because arthritis is a real pathology and there's certain things that maybe are herniatis, maybe are real pathologies.
He says the same thing.
But you can still change weight patterns. And
exactly.
He's doing it just by thought. I like to take the thought in a way out of it. Again, I don't give people homework when they leave.
Right.
I try to enlighten them and make them understand that, you know what, it would be a good idea if you tried to get to bed at a decent hour tonight and maybe you wouldn't want to go out here and leave my office and smoke a cigarette on the way to the car. But, yeah, I think when you take care of your body, you take care of your mind, the body will heal.
All right. We have a call from Rebecca calling from New Jersey. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you have a question?
Can you hear?
Yes.
Yeah. So my question for Andy is, I tore my meniscus in my knee about almost a year and a half ago. I'm 26 years old, and I gained weight because I haven't been able to get back into the way I used to work out, run, box, dance. And my question is there a way that I can heal my meniscus in my knee by doing this energy work? Because I've tried it with eating high vibrational foods, a lot of plants and greens and high protein, plant proteins. But I've been feeling a lot of pain when I'm working out. So is there a way I can do that with this work?
Well, I think that the important thing is to figure out, in a way, how you tore your meniscus. Was it some sort of trauma or was it just something that over time wore away? Because If you think about it, what was that?
Trauma.
It was a trauma?
I was working out, yeah.
But working out, did you fall?
Well, I did a tuck jump, and I landed wrong, and it damaged my meniscus.
So
snapped.
When you say, again, I can always say, again, when you landed wrong, and again, the beautiful part of my work is, if you come to me, I don't really care about your meniscus. It's not what I'm trying to fix. Yeah. I wouldn't try to fix your meniscus. I would try to fix the dysfunction that caused you to land wrong. And I know, again, when people come to me, we can make it so that you don't land. It's like changing a wear pattern. I'm not going to fix the bald tire in a way. If you have a bad alignment in the car, I'm just going to realign so you don't keep rubbing on the same spot. So can a meniscus heal by itself? I think that's somewhat debatable. I think most people would probably say, you know, meniscus probably can't heal by themselves. But if you change the wear pattern so that you're not rubbing in the same spots, you're not going to necessarily feel that meniscus so much.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Where are you in New Jersey?
I am in Belleville.
Is that near you?
That's
probably.
Because
where's your office?
My main office is in Fort Lee. I do have an office in Manhattan.
Okay.
Well,
then maybe you need to go
probably,
and check out Andy Langberg's office, Reactivation.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks for calling, Rebecca.
Thank
you. You know, you were mentioning you have a problem with your shoulder.
Yeah.
He fell.
No, over the years I've had a first shoulder impingement syndrome kind of mm-hmm. thing, and then...
Can you pull the mic up?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Shoulder impingement syndrome, and then recently I fell onto my shoulder, and I just had a check, and I have a rotator cuff tear, mm-hmm. which is not new. It may have... It got exacerbated by the fall, but it's been around for a while, so I'm going to have an MRI and see. This feels a little bit better today, but generally... You, it's not always something you operate on. You know, mm-hmm. you do other things. But yeah, so this I've had for a while, but now I've really exacerbated it by falling.
Yeah. I don't like to say I correct rotator cuff tears.
No,
I know I've had so many people come to me and tell me they don't need surgery. And again, my goal is if you can avoid a surgery, and I think most even surgeons will hopefully say if you can avoid it,
course.
You're
oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
avoid
of course,
it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a tennis player and you wanted to get back serving, you might want to have that surgery and really make it, you know, work. And then you come to me afterwards, and I can maybe cut your rehab.
No, I want to be heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how do you heal yourself?
That's something I actually just figured out how to do recently. I mean, I still I go to bed when it's dark. I wake up when it's light. I try to lead a pretty clean life.
Because you
try.
Look so healthy. You look glowing. Right?
I try. I try to certainly limit my stress. I do a very specific workout. I meditate. I do a lot of relaxation techniques. But I actually learned how to tap into myself using my son or my wife's body.
Wow.
Which is something, again, I can do. I always don't like to advertise that because it's a little odd for people. And I can't believe here I am talking about it on the radio.
It actually makes sense. And again, it ties in with all the neuroscience now that they're discovering people's energies.
Yeah.
Go into each other.
I mean, I've made a sort of a business out of this kind of work, which is kind of still fascinates me that I can do this. And I've never in 14 years, I've never advertised ever. Mm-hmm. This is the first. This is actually probably the first thing I've done to actually even get out there and talk to the public about it.
About what you do.
Yeah, because again, it's a 100% word of mouth business.
Yeah. Well, Mariel Hemingway published her book, and she told me about you and all the incredible healing.
And our friend Bruce, who just sent me an email this morning. Hi, Bruce. He hurt himself and wants to come back very soon too. Yeah, again, luckily I've been very successful. And again, if I get rid of your dysfunctions, whatever they may be, then you're going to go tell people.
Yeah. So I want to know, you know, I find that when I'm around, there are some people who suck the life out of me. Like I'll have people come to my office and I can't tell you the why, the who, the what. And they might have great book proposals, you know, and they come in to pitch. And I literally feel like I have to run screaming from the room. They are like vampires. They suck my soul out of me. I don't know what it is. They have some weird energy. I don't know if it's their voice. I don't know if it's their being. But some people make me very agitated to be around. And I don't know, is that energy?
It's completely energy. But
again,
you can't change other people. This is
what
it's like you can look at yourself and how you react to the other people.
Sure.
And again, to me, it's not letting someone have the ability to control your energy.
Right.
And I think most people allow people to control their energy.
So how do you put up the wall?
You want a demo on that and try to explain it?
Yeah.
But how many times do we hear like, oh, you made me angry or you made me sad? that's a complete blame, and there's no truth behind that.
Right.
In a way, I allowed you to make me angry.
Sure.
That's what people need to understand.
Exactly.
You can't when you, as soon as you allow them to, it changes.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I can certainly give you a demo, and maybe you can try to explain it.
Okay. Give me a demo. Let's put up the firewall.
Do you want me to come over and so I can
sure.
try to demo this?
Sure. I'll stand up, and you want to come over here?
Sure.
You can talk on my mic.
Okay.
You'll have to take your headset off and come over here.
Okay.
We have Andy Langberg, reactivation healer, who's going to do a little firewall demonstration.
So very simply, if I get...
Can we borrow your mic? Let's swing it over here. We'll borrow your mic. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so if I just take this arm right here and I just
right.
say, can you hold this right here?
Yes.
Just very simply. Don't let me pull it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
And just hold. Good. Now I'm gonna ask another question and I'm gonna change everything here.
Okay.
And now again, if I just touch right here, don't let me pull. See what happens there?
Right.
What happened there?
You pulled it. You pulled it.
So if I touch this side right here, you ready?
Right.
Hold?
Right.
Now what happens?
You can't pull it.
Lock, again, bodies talk to me. This said yes, this said no. This is not about strength. And this is where sometimes
right.
muscle testing gets a little funny. And
right.
I don't believe anyone who tries to use this to sell a product, because to me, it takes away from the integrity
right.
of the actual test. So if I touch right here, hold.
Right.
That's pretty solid. If I touch right here, there you go.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I want you to just literally, you can say it out loud to the audience. I don't give you permission to test me.
I don't give you permission to test me.
Now hold this here. Hold. What just happened?
He couldn't pull it.
I cannot find a weakness on you right now.
He couldn't pull it.
If I touch anywhere on you, there's no weakness. If you say, give me permission now.
I give you permission to pull it.
No, not to pull it, just to test.
To test.
So now if I touch here, hold. Now you weaken. Hold here. Now you weaken.
Oh, my God.
Now you weaken.
You hear all those clicks?
So what that tells me, again, you can literally close the door and lock me out.
Wow.
Just by thought.
Wow. I've done that with other men in my life.
Did it work?
Yes, it actually did. It's kind of like mind over matter, right? It actually worked. No, it's really, really fascinating, the work that you're doing. And are there other people who are doing this, or are you the only one?
Well, this is something I created.
You created it, and other
again,
people?
Again, I created it and sort of gave it a name, and I do teach it. Again, I'm select on who I take. I have people doing this kind of all over the world. And, because I don't advertise it and I don't put it out there, it's sort of people find me.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing.
All right. Andy Langberg. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask one question. I was just wondering whether you're curious about whether you have a physical test every year and blood tests and so forth. Do you still believe in all that?
I certainly believe in it. I don't have it myself. I actually feel great. And I think I trust my body. It feels amazing. I take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly believe in it. I certainly am not here to downplay the medical world and all the other things out there. And,
right.
Because
this is another healing.
It's a tool. It's another means. And do I think, you know, I can work very well with a lot of others, and I don't ever say, oh, don't go to your doctor. Don't go, you know, you shouldn't have that surgery. Let me come to me. I'll fix it for you. That's not what I do at all. This
right.
is about just, again, getting bodies to work. And I know when I get bodies to work, people feel a whole lot better from a lot of things.
Yeah, that's great. It's called Reactivation, and Andy Langberg is the founder and developer. And is the company called Reactivation?
Yeah,
they can find you in Fort Lee in Manhattan.
ReactivateMe.com.
ReactivateMe.com. I love it,
I
Andy.
Love
Thank
too.
You for being here.
Thanks so much, Ed.
Andy, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
We'll be right back.